Good morning. It's Friday, the 21st of November, 2014. It's the day on which submissions from parties who have been affected by submissions made to the Royal Commission are due in at the Commission. And I'm aware of a couple that have been prepared and submitted. Now, I wanted to say a few words today about my submissions. Not all of them have been published. And I'll have more to say about those that weren't published next week. Today, I want to talk about one of them that was. It's the one that you have in front of you, my submission on the Dawesville Channel project, the award of the contract to Tease. Unfortunately, Council Assisting has made a significant error in its submission, final submission, to the Commission by stating that the tenders were advertised, that they were called for, and that Tease was the successful tenderer. Now, if you take council's submission as correct, it implies that there was a process and that the contract was awarded on its merits. That is not right. It's incorrect. Now, I only know that as a result of a solid week spent in the archives in Western Australia, in the State Records Office, and interviews that I've had with various people when I went there with Hedley Thomas of the Australian newspaper. Now, we published about 8,000 words on this matter. It's crystal clear that the decision was made by Carmen Lawrence's cabinet, that the decision to award the contract unilaterally to Tease was not announced. What was announced was that there would be a turnkey contract awarded to the landowner. That did not happen. The landowner did not engage Tease, as was announced by the government. Tease was engaged directly by the government. The decision was made in secret by Carmen Lawrence's cabinet. And a $60 million contract, as a result, went to Tease in circumstances where Bruce Wilson received a bonus payment of 0.5% of the contract value, $300,000, paid in regular instalments over 3 years. That happened in circumstances where we know that Bruce Wilson, at least on the word of Hugh Morgan, former boss of Western Mining Corporation, was prepared to use his influence on the Premier, number one, and number two, the Premier, according to Hugh Morgan, was fearful of Wilson to the extent that she believed that he could unseat her. In the context of all of that, of Wilson, for what were described as political reasons at the time, engaging in an ongoing campaign against Western Mining Corporation, Sir Avi Paabo's business, run at the time by Hugh Morgan, a business that never paid into Wilson's slush funds, in the context of credible evidence, not investigated by the Commission, that a part of his campaign against Western Mining Corporation to keep the industrial strife afoot included 25 kilograms of gelignite handed to some of his confreres at Kambalda with the instruction and an agreement at the time that they used the gelignite to bring down the silo at the smelter, the tin smelter. In the context of what we know about Wilson's broader malfeasance, his corruption and his propensity to engage in like behaviours, I think the fact that the Royal Commission has not, sorry, I'll tell you what it has done. It has mistakenly submitted through its council assisting that this contract was awarded after a tender and it was not. I think it's relevant. I think the Commissioner needs to turn his mind to whether he can faithfully submit a final report without this matter being investigated. That is the fundamental matter at the heart of the AWWRA, and that is the way the contract was awarded to Tease. So, arising from this submission today, I would say that the Commission is able to submit an interim report only on the AWWRA, and that it has the resources, it is obliged by its letters patent, and in light of this new information, it's simply, as a matter of natural justice and moral certainty in the Commission, it must, in my submission, investigate further the award of the contract in secret by the Cabinet, the circumstances that led to it, and whether or not the Cabinet was influenced in any way in that award by Bruce Wilson.